Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our Happy New Year, first Sunday of 2024 edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. A lot of great videos, stories, photos, and stuff that I've posted, last couple of weeks. And a very interesting alert up there that I'll tell you about shortly. And golly, it is the first Sunday of 2024. And we are here, as always. And gosh, it's a pretty benign day up at my house. It's like 40 degrees and cloudy, but no rain. And oops, looks like it's pretty much the same down at the studio. And that would mean that Animal World's production engineer, keeping everything running smoothly, Nathan Miller is here. Good morning and Happy New Year, Nathan.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you too, Martha. And if I flashed that picture of Seattle out to you maybe 2 minutes ago, you would have seen like a big ball of rain over the Seattle area. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty, unpredictable out there, I guess.
Well, yeah, the weather reports have been interesting as of late. I mean, obviously, we're not having I don't know that there's anything such as normal weather for us anymore. Everything, it just seems to be changing all the time. But certainly the Farmer's Almanac was correct in their prediction that it was going to be drier winter for us. That's certainly been the case. But I think they also said wetter, and that certainly, or they said drier and colder. That colder hasn't seemed to be the case, although I heard some threats that the temperature might be going down. And Nathan, I heard the winter four-letter word mentioned a few times in the recent weather forecast. So the S-N-O-W, snow.
Yeah, I was going to say they've mentioned it a few times.
Lower elevations was kind of creeping out in the weather report. So what can you tell us? Are we going to have some snow?
Well, looking at the extended weather forecast here going into Thursday, it looks like the first chance that we start seeing some snowflakes appear on that weather forecast. And same thing on Friday, but then it gets really cold going into next weekend. We're going to have daytime temperatures not getting above freezing degrees. The closest it'll be is just 30. And overnight lows, in the past I've actually seen 10 degrees overnight lows, but now it seems to get a little bit more, manageable at mid 10 degrees, like 16 at the coolest.
When is that?
This will be next weekend.
Wow.
So 6 days from today.
Well, I mean, that means, the freezing solid hummingbird feeders and stuff. That's my first concern when it gets really cold, is that I have to step up and be paying attention to make sure the hummers don't get frozen out. But the hummingbird nectar actually freezes, has to get a little colder than water. So 27 degrees is when the hummingbird nectar will start freezing. So, but 10 degrees, I mean, I haven't heard anything like that. Those kind of low temperatures, that definitely would be cold. Ooh. Well, I guess we'll see what happens as we head towards next week. I was shocked last night. I was watching, I think, the 11 o'clock Como news and the weather. And the weather gal was talking about that there was rain going through, and there was some snow happening in the lowlands, and she actually said Salton, and I'm between Monroe and Salton, but I'm closer to Salton, and I went, really? I actually got up and went, looked outside, And it wasn't snowing. It wasn't even thinking. It wasn't even raining here. So I'm not sure what where it was, but it wasn't anywheres around me. And anyway, so it looks like what that we might get. There's a possibility of lowland snow. I think you said starting around the Thursday time frame. So we're just going to be rainy until then. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, rainy until that cold front gets here, then actually pretty dry. As we transition into the cold front, that's where we're going to see the snow. But in the full force of the cold front, it's just going to be dry and maybe partly sunny skies. So be very careful, especially overnight, because that is when you really get a high risk of black ice and other things freezing out there.
Yeah. All right. So be forewarned. And of course, you want to pay attention to your animal friends. And when it gets colder outside, make sure that they have water, and that you may need to be changing it out frequently if we get into the lower temperatures that Nathan is talking about. I know I'm having. I usually don't have to. Be concerned about my little fountain pond in my back at this time of year because it doesn't have a water source of its own. I have to fill it up with water, and then the fountain just keeps it flowing all the time with its little waterfall. But this time of winter, usually the rain keeps it full. But shoot, I've got to go out and fill up the fountain again. After the show today, somebody drinks. At night out of it, I don't know. And I keep thinking that, geez, sometimes I should put one of those night cameras out to see who is the one that uses that drinks the water the most. But at any rate, I've got to go out and fill it up. So I've had to do that several times so far this fall and winter, and that's really unusual. I'm even having to water. Some stuff, some of my plants that are, aren't out in the open, which is unusual. So anyway, it just strange weather patterns, and I guess we'll see what happens. And I think we asked Natasha about it, our go-to psychic person, last month, and I think if I remember right, Nathan, I think she said we weren't going to have any significant winter or snow weather until maybe there was going to be a little patch of it in February, I think she said. Does
Yeah,
that ring a bell with you?
it does. I remember February, and
Yeah.
that typically tends to be when we have that stuff come around too, is in February.
Yeah. So I think we'll have to pay attention, but that might mean that whatever they're talking about that might happen this week might not be of any significance because Natasha said there wasn't anything till February, so.
Well, from what I understand, it's still, they're watching those pressure systems and where the winds are blowing because this could very well just go by us and we don't, get those extreme low temperatures. But, in the other hand of things, it could blow over here and we get that cold front coming through and have to go through that really harsh conditions.
Yeah, I guess we will wait and see. But for the time being, I would say that we've compared to weather going around the rest of the country. We've been pretty benign so far, and sometimes I even wonder if it is winter. And my gosh, Nathan, that's right. I was it last week or the week? But one day, it was 60 degrees here.
Yeah, I remember
60
seeing that in my
degrees.
car. It had to have
Yeah.
been like 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, 60 degrees. It was like, whoa, wait a minute. Do I not need my, wear my winter coat? Anyway, boy. So I guess we just have to wait and see. And I guess the downside is, the skiers and boy, I think this is the first year that they've had to wait for snow and all of that. And are our passes are the and all the ski places are they open and running yet? I don't even really
Good
know.
question. It kind of depends on maybe which mountain pass that you're going to, but let me go with our kind of local one, Snoqualmie Pass here. Let's see if it's open for
skiing. I think they were supposed to get like this weekend was supposed to produce a good foot or more of snow for everybody. And so I'm assuming that the ski places are operating, but I don't, since I'm not a skier, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be very unusual if they aren't.
Let me see. Pull it up here. It seems like they got a pretty good amount of snow, but I don't know if that's live or past archival recordings. I would assume they're open, though, because I do remember the passes getting snow, and they're, of course, as you're driving down 405 or freeways which might lead up to Snoqualmie, you see those signs starting to appear that say chains or four-wheel drive are required.
Yeah. So anyway, pay attention to the weather, folks, and where you're going and what's going on, because it's being flaky and not normal. Anyway, it is the first Sunday of the month. It's also the first Sunday of the new year. But for us, the first Sunday of the month is Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we will get rolling with that towards the bottom of the hour. And a regular schedule today, we will be talking to Meow Cat Rescue in the first hour. We've got Help Animals India on in the second hour, and I'll do current events. We actually, current events, there's something new, and we've got some good stuff coming up, and I'll tell you when. I think the most exciting event at this time of the year that comes up, for me anyway, would be the Great Backyard Bird Count. That's coming up, and I got the details, so I'll tell you about that in current events, which happened towards the end of the second hour. And then in the third hour, we will be talking all about animals24-7.org. A lot of stuff to talk about, and you know, some not so pleasant stuff when we're checking on the animals in the war zones and all that sort of thing. But we decided we're kicking off our new feature for Merritt and Beth Clifton and our animals24-7.org, and it's Beth's project. And I already know she has a whole lot of good news about animals. So we will always in their segment, because there's so much not so good stuff we have to report on, we will always end with the best good news of the month. And so I'm looking forward to that. And then, gosh, I think the last half hour of the show, we always talk to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and their big classes are starting this month, you know, the most popular ones and all of that. And I have to say, Nathan, I'm just delighted, because we haven't got to hear his voice on the air for a very long time. My all-time favorite Ananda guest. And I think the only doctor of yoga I know, but I'm delighted to say that Dr. Morley Venkatro is going to be our guest at 11:30 and chat with us about the classes and so forth coming up at Ananda. And so I can't wait to hear his wonderful voice and talk to him again on the air. So Dr. Morley will be with us, and that's how we'll end the show today.
You mean he's not going to read the phone book for us today?
Well, no, he's got more important stuff to, you know, I'd be happy just to hear that, but more important stuff to talk about. But at any rate, we get to hear his wonderful voice, and you know, it's not a full show, so we don't get to hear all his wonderful Morley stories and all of that sort of thing. But at least we get to touch base with him and find out what's going on. And golly, we need to take care of advertisers, but I think we're going to go ahead and officially start the show. Then we'll take care of advertisers. I got a couple of things I got to talk to you before we get started with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Sunday and bring on Meow Cat Rescue. So I better get cracking here. If you haven't been here to start the show with me, I always start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for the animals and one for us human animals, and then a pile of affirmations that have been life transforming for me and other members of our animal world family. And so we share them with you. And participating with me in this part of the show is optional. You can say the prayers and affirmations along with me, or you can opt out, completely up to you. It's not like dancing. okay, and exercising, because dancing is required. And hoo-hoo, I'm delighted to tell you, Love Train's coming back, and we're going to Love Train it once today. We're to bring it back for the new year. We're going to Love Train at 10. So get ready to start energizing on Animal World again with our Love Train music. But we're also going to keep up the Jingle Cats. I'm holding on to them as long as I can. A little Auld Lang Syne saying goodbye to 2023 and hello to 2024. So here we go. I'm going to start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Boy, do we need this one. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now we are going to do our group of affirmations here, all contributed by different members of our Animal World family. The first one I got from Ananda Worldwide, actually, and this actually transformed my life. I've heard from some of you. It has yours, too. You're welcome to do it on a daily basis. But on Sunday here, I do these affirmations out loud three times. And again, you can say them with me or not. Totally up to you. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two actually comes from one of our guests next week, which would be Linda Rasmussen, our best and energy codes practitioner. She and Brother Dr. Nels will be with us next week for our healing show of the month. And this one came from Linda as an affirmation that she gives when she works with someone on the air to keep the energy going, and it ended up being so powerful. It's now part of the show regularly, and you can find it life-transforming also. And here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty, this next affirmation I got from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Italian division, and is the one I use to keep in the right frame of mind to go out in the world and share health and well-being and all that good stuff. I do this also for my animal friends. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew. All righty. Now, this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our personal awareness coach and medium communicator. She is usually here on the third Sunday of the month, and this one helps us kind of stay in alignment with all the crazy changes going on. I do this one also for my animal friends, and here we go with this. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then we conclude this pile of affirmations with the Ananda Worldwide Light Warrior affirmation. And boy, is this important. And this is where we send God's light all over the world. And let's see peace, peace, peace coming to the rest of the world and all of us. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. All righty, now to conclude the affirmations, Dr. Nell's contribution in his favorite part is cross your hands over your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. Alrighty then, we are all spiritualized up for the day and taking us into the week to come. And now we got to take care of advertisers, and then we will come back. And gosh, I've got some really fantastic good news to start the new year off, and then a couple of follow ups, and then we will begin Shelter Rescue Sanctuary. Anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling with our first show of the new year. And it is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. We are going to get to our first guest, Meow Cat Rescue, shortly. Just got a couple of things to mention to you before we get to that. I do have some really good news. I think I'll save that and go with the quick follow-up. Just one, let's see, the last live show we did, Nathan, was Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And we had, you know, our wonderful and our all-time favorite guest, Helen Thayer, joined us, and it was just a delight to catch up with her and to be able to help launch, you know, at least here on Animal World, her latest book, Charlie, Hero by My Side, her story about Charlie Wolfdog that has saved her life a number of times and when she made the trek to the North Pole. But afterwards, a follow-up, I know, Nathan, you tried, you wanted to order the Charlie book. Mm-hmm. You have other Helen's books and love them as we all do. But there was a problem. If you order, you can order all of Helen's books on Amazon, no problem. But you can also normally order from her website. And if you order from her website, helenthayer.com, then she will autograph the copy and send it to you. But the link was broken and you were not able to order Charlie from her website. If you recall, she'd had a family tragedy, and that the family that she's closest to and grew up with in New Zealand had a horrific car accident, and she was having to make arrangements to get back to New Zealand anyway. But I was able to contact her on Christmas Eve and let her know there was a problem, and she said she'd get on it and have it fixed. But I haven't heard back, and I forgot, Nathan, to go and check and see if it's been fixed.
I just went to the website, and it still appears to have
it's not
that
working.
Issue. Yeah.
Okay. So what I have to tell you is that the link to buy the Charlie book is not working on Helen's website. I didn't try to see if the links on the other books are working. I would kind of suspect that maybe they are and it's a new link that isn't working, but I don't know. But if you want Helen Thayer's books and you want them in a timely fashion, you can order from Amazon. Otherwise, we're going to have to wait until Helen is able to repair whatever's going on the website. So that's just an FYI. Mm-hmm.
No matter what book you do on a website, it's currently...
It's all not working. Okay. So something must be up, and with all that's going on with her friends and her having to get back to New Zealand, maybe she just hasn't been able to take care of that. So maybe next week I'll have more to tell you about that. Now, the other not so great news. Now, this you will find on Facebook. If you want the details, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. I just posted it. It's going to be a very interesting situation. The article is from my source for what's going on for pet foods in this country, which is truthaboutpetfoods.com. So if you're not a Facebook person and can't go to Facebook to check this out, go to truthaboutpetfoods.com. You'll find it. And the title of the article is Will FDA Investigate Purina? Which is a darn good question, because I don't know if you heard me say this before, but Purina is one of the major corporation that really controls the pet food industry in this country behind the scenes. And And I don't know, Nathan, I don't know that she's ever been on the show since you've been with us, but has done the show a number of times. Canadian author Anne Martin, who wrote the book Food Pets Die For. And all about, you know, home cooking for your dog. She's not a raw food feeder. She's a home cooker. Well, what started and what got her researching this and home cooking for her animals, especially her dogs, and what got her writing the book was decades ago, she was feeding Purina products and killed her dogs. So that's what triggered her getting away from processed foods and feeding home cooking and that sort of thing. Her books are great. It's been updated a number of times. It's called Food Pets Die For by Anne Martin. So now this particular article, what Susan Thixton from Food Pets Die For or about food recalls and all that sort of thing. This is apparently, Nathan, there are a lot of reports now circulating about animals that are dying or sick related to Purina products. But at this point, there has been, 82 dogs, 14 cat reports, and 10 deaths that our truthaboutpetfoods.com is aware of and some other sources. Nothing from FDA yet. Truth About Pet Foods has sent a letter to them. FDA has responded saying they are aware of the pet illnesses and they're in the process of evaluating the reports. So you want to keep an eye on this to see what's going on, because if it goes down as things have in the past, there may not be a lot of action on this. And it'll be really good to find out. And I'm hopeful, fingers crossed, that FDA will do their job and it won't matter that Purina pretty much controls everybody behind the scenes. And there'll be truth about this coming out and we'll find out. But heads up, if you feed Purina products and you just may want to, make other choices. So anyway, you can check that out. And then the really, really, really good news before we get Marilyn on is, Nathan, I'm just so excited. I could hardly stand it. I haven't reported on animal TV for months, I think, because there's been nothing good on. And I usually watch animal TV on Saturday evenings when I'm doing the last minute show prep and all that sort of stuff. And there's just but the really good news is, for like the last 3 weeks, the Animal Planet's been running Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, marathons on Saturdays. So I've gotten to watch Dr. Jeff shows every weekend for a while. And then last night, I just assumed that it'd be Dr. Jeff. I turned on. I couldn't believe it. I actually did a woohoo out loud here all by myself with the animals. Because guess what? Jackson Galaxy is back. You know, the phenomenal, the absolute most incredible cat behavior therapist on the planet. I mean, he's better than me, way better than me. I learn from him every time I watch him. He is back, and it was a whole Jackson Galaxy, my cat from hell, marathon yesterday and last night on Animal Planet. And I don't know if these are new shows or not. And now I can't say that I've watched every show that he's done, but all of the shows I watched last night were not ones that I had seen before. And so I've got to get back to his website and check the pictures of him now to see if they may be reruns. I'm on his newsletter mailing list stuff, and nothing was sent out telling us the shows were going to be back on Animal Planet, because it's been years since he's been on, and nothing alerting that. So it's possible that maybe some sort of contractual or things have worn out and Animal Planet has the right to run shows again, and that's why they're doing it, but he's not involved, so he didn't say anything about it. Or maybe he is and he still didn't say anything, or maybe he did say something about it and I missed it. So I don't know. I'm just going to hope that this continues. But just so you know, Jackson Galaxy, my cat from hell, marathon shows all last evening, and I hadn't seen any of them.
And we got to get to Maryland here pretty soon. But I actually turned on the TV last night, and that was airing. And it was, I don't know if you caught the same portion as I did, but it was the one where the cat was, they were training it to be harnessed. Were you?
Yeah.
And it was like a jolly routine, you know, give it a positive association with a treat.
Right. And see, and I, now my little technique for getting the cat used to the harness, they kind of did it in reverse because cat didn't know how to play. But I teach the cat how to play really good with the DeBird toy. And then what you do, because when you put the harness on them, the first thing they do is freeze because they think they can't move. So they just fall over. Okay. So what you got to do is you put the harness on them and then immediately start playing a game to get them interested in their toy. And once they realize they can move with the harness on, then they're good to go. So he kind of does the same thing, but just in a little different order. But anyway, yeah, he is so good. And Nathan, I didn't get enough sleep last night because I was up too late because I kept getting distracted and I couldn't do my work and my show prep because I was so excited to watch Jackson, and the shows are so good. So if you're cat people, and you just got to watch Jackson, my cat from hell on Animal Planet. Absolutely fabulous. So that's my best good news of the year. I am absolutely delighted. And so now we can set all of that aside and get started with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And in the prestigious position of being the first rescue interview of 2024 would be our fabulous Meow Cat Rescue, and representing Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back to Animal World.
Wow, thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, you got the first interview of the year.
Oh my gosh, now I'm nervous.
Oh, well, I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and holiday season and New Year. Was all of that a wonderful time for you?
Yeah, it was a nice time. Nice and quiet, just the way I like it. But
wonderful.
It was not quiet at the shelter. We had the busiest, between Christmas and New Year's, I think we did 35 or 40 adoptions.
Wow, that's what I was going to ask you. How was the holiday season for Meow? And apparently, it was really, really busy, huh?
It was busy. It was. And it usually is busy between Christmas and New Year's. And I think it's because the kids are out of school, people are off work, and they're home, and it's a good time to adopt. So it's been very, very busy.
Well, and just in case somebody's crawled out from a rock and doesn't know who you guys are, tell us who and what is Meow Cat Rescue?
Meow Cat Rescue is a nonprofit, 501c3 animal shelter. We are located in Kirkland in the Houghton area. We have cats and kittens on site and in foster care, and all the dogs are in foster care.
So even though it's Meow Cat Rescue, you guys do have some dogs. They just aren't in the shelter. They're
That's
in foster homes.
Right. Our shelter isn't big enough for dogs. So, yeah.
And you can find out if you are interested in, of course, you know, kitties or kittens. If you're interested in a dog and want to know, you can go to meowcatrescue.org, the website. And then I think, Marilyn, they click on what, available puppies and dogs or available cats and kittens. And then you can find out everybody that's available. And obviously the cats that are ready for adoption would be in the shelter, and you can come by and actually visit them. Dogs, though, I think you have to arrange it by appointment, don't you? Because they're all in foster.
Yeah, that's right.
All righty. And now I know that with all the pandemic and all the lockdowns and all that kind of stuff, that just messed up everything, especially for shelters. And you guys had to shut down for so long. But it seems to me that, and this is not just the shelters, but kind of in general, kind of thinking that maybe this 2024, we're kind of all getting back to sort of normal, you know, but what we would call normal before the pandemic and stuff. You're now open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the shelter is, from 1 to 5 p.m. for adoptions?
Right.
But now, I couldn't remember, and I was trying to think about it last night. Prior to the pandemic, the shutdowns and stuff, what were your normal days of operation? I don't think you were open 7 days a week. What was it like before?
We were open 6 days a week, and on Fridays, we were open till 7 p.m. We had longer hours and 6 days a week.
Okay. And so, but now at least we're back to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and those afternoon hours, 1 to 5. Are there any plans to expand and go back to that, 6 days a week and longer hours and stuff? Do you think that's going to happen?
I hope that's going to happen. We're talking about it and we're hoping for that. We lost a lot of volunteers after COVID. So we are just building up our volunteer population and getting everybody up to speed. And I think that's going to happen.
All right. Well, I think that's a good time for us to take care of advertisers. We need to do that one more time in the hour. So let's do that. Then, since Marilyn just brought up the subject, what'd she just say? They want to open up more and get back to that 6 days and all of that. But apparently they need volunteers. Okay, so let's take care of our advertisers. And then when we start up again with Marilyn, let's find out, what do we have to do to be a volunteer? Maybe we can help get them back on track and open more, find even more kiddies homes. All right, so stay right where you are and hang with us, because we're going to find out how to be a volunteer at Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And this hour, we've heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She's the best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes gal. She can work with you in person at the Interspace facility, the old Rainier Brewery, is where her office is, or remotely. And she'll be in the studio next week with us for free. free remote treatments. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you. All you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to send you. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com, or give her a call, excuse me, or text her at 206-841-1992. Remember to check out NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Check them out on the website. They're all available on Amazon, and you can find the dog products often in local pet stores. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And remember our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton. The Whispering Dragon Center is in her home in Shoreline now. It's fabulous, and you just got to experience in person if you're around here. But she also works remotely. Whispering-Dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. And, of course, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and solve problems. And gosh, I'm pretty available right now. And I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has got problems with their animals, just give Aunt Martha a call. I'll help you solve the problems and really quickly. My number is 360-217-7258. Not now, I'm on the air, but you can call me after the show, 360-217-7258. All righty, we are getting back to Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Marilyn Hendrickson is with us as usual. And Marilyn, you dropped the word volunteer and said, gee, we lost a lot of volunteers during the pandemic and we've got to gear up again. We're going to have more hours and stuff. So what does it take to be a volunteer for Meow?
Pretty easy. The first step is filling out a volunteer application, and that can be found on our website. And then there's a volunteer orientation. I think that happens once or twice a month.
Ah.
And then that's where you decide what it is you want to do volunteering at Meow.
So what kind of things are there to do? What do volunteers do at Meow?
What we need the most we need adoption counselors. And that takes a bit of training, but we always need adoption counselors. We need kennel attendants. Kennel attendants come in and they do laundry or dishes or just anything they can to keep the shelter squeaky clean. We need cat cabbies. That's people who drive cats to and from vet appointments.
Cat cabbies, that's cute.
You
need somebody to transform the cats if they transport them, mm-hmm. if they need to go to the vet or something.
Yeah. Let's see, what else do we need? We always need people to help with fundraising, helping plan things like our auction, our annual auction.
And that comes up during the summer, right?
But it takes
fine wines and felines. Is that right?
Yeah, but it takes a year to plan that.
Wow!
So
you guys are already gearing up for that because that comes up later this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a minimum requirement for how many hours you need to volunteer for, or how often, sort of thing?
No, the only real requirement is that you do need to be 21 or older. And we do ask people to commit to, I think it's 3 months at least, because for some of the positions, it takes that long to learn the position.
Okay.
And we do ask that if people sign up, let's say somebody signs up to do Thursday afternoon, we do ask that they show up every Thursday.
Gotcha. All right. But it's a minimum commitment, but you do need to make sure that this is, you know, what you want to do for at least a 3 month period.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that surprises me a little bit, you said you have to be 21 years or older.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking there's got to be a lot of kids out there that want to do stuff. And volunteer. I mean, is there any way for children to participate and donate their time or their skills?
There's all kinds of things kids can do. And this happens all the time. We have kids who make little cat beds, make cat toys. Some of them do pet food drives, bake sales. They do all kinds of things. I think the most popular thing, though, is for a group of kids to get together and they make toys or beds or anything that they'd like to help out the kitties at the shelter.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So we've got parents and that have kids that are interested in helping. If they contacted you, you could give them some ideas, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
For sure.
So anything coming up? But meow, it's kind of the slow time of year. You know, I know you had your big holiday bazaar and then all the Santa Paws pictures and all that sort of stuff. Anything coming up for Meow, or is the next big event going to be the Fine Wines and Felines later in the year?
Yeah, that'll be the next big event. I know in March we always do a coin collection for St. Patrick's Day.
Ah, okay.
But right now, this is kind of our favorite time of year because kitten season, well, although it never quite ends, it's kind of slowing down. And the adults have a chance to get adopted. And so we're always happy about that.
All right. So are you up to your eyeballs in cats and overloaded? What's the status at this point?
Yeah, we have plenty of cats. I know we're doing a spay-neuter day tomorrow. Everett Animal Shelter is going to do a bunch of spays and neuters for us.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. So we'll have quite a few as a result of that. I know yesterday we took in a mom and three kittens, and I think there's more coming in today. So it never really ends. So, yes, we have a lot of cats and kittens.
All right. Anything that you want to share with listeners and so forth before we're out of time?
I don't think so.
Okay. Then are there any special kitties or anything you'd like to mention?
Oh, yeah. We do have one cat who's near and dear to my heart. He's a two-year-old beautiful brown tabby, and he had horrible stomatitis.
And that's gum disease, isn't it?
Yes, it's gum disease. And he had to have a full mouth extraction.
Uh-huh.
Probably, I think that was late November.
Uh-huh.
And he's finally healed up from that. And so his first 2 years of life were filled with pain. And now that's gone. And he just needs to get a whole new start at life. Oh, and also he was abandoned. So
bless his heart.
Yeah, so he really needs a good home.
So he's a two-year-old brown tabby.
Yep.
One of my favorite cats are the tabbies. Mm-hmm. They usually have really great personalities. And mm-hmm. I can tell you, if you're heart feeling touched by this guy, that you might think, oh, gee, it's a problem. He doesn't have any teeth. But let me tell you, that doesn't stop cats. I have personally my Buzzy Abyssinian. He has serious Fleckner syndrome, has had it all his life. He was born with it and had it very seriously. And he has one tooth left, he has no teeth, just one. You wouldn't even, you know what? Oh, and this is probably too much information, you guys. So if you don't want to hear it, tune your ears out right at the moment. But you know how cats, Marilyn, throw up sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they eat too fast and throw up their breakfast, or they eat grass or something. Anyway, when you have animals, you know that these kind of things happen. Well, I heard, a throw up happening, and I walked into the living room, and there on the floor, Buzzy had thrown up, and he's my cat with no teeth, one tooth. And my cats are indoor-only models, and they have their wonderful Paws Mahal cat run. They go out that's very secure and so forth. But the 1x2 wire, little rodents can still get in. Anyway, I kind of looked sort of at what he threw up because there was a little pile. And, I try I try not to look very close. Anyway, there was dark stuff in it. It was like, it looked weird. So I thought, oh, I really have to look at this. I went to look at it. And my God, Marilyn, he ate a mouse. And it was in pieces. And, you know, it came up out of his stomach. And so this is a cat with no teeth. I mean, one tooth. And he ate a whole mouse.
Yeah. Yeah. It
so you don't have to worry about them having no teeth. And Buzzy eats raw food, and he eats it, and he chews it, and he's fine, and all of that. Anyway, my cat with no teeth seems to do just fine. So what's this kitty's name?
Liam, L-I-A-M.
Oh, so Liam the tabby, two-year-old, he needs a home.
Yes.
And so if anybody's interested, is Liam at the shelter now?
Yes, he is.
So they could come down this afternoon, 1 to 5 p.m.?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they can.
All righty. So I think that's probably about all we have time for, but let's all say a little prayer for Liam, the two-year-old tabby, that his perfect forever home shows up real soon, maybe this afternoon, and somebody that's listening right now. If you have an opening in your heart for a brown tabby, Liam is looking for a new home. And do you think he's is he good with people and social and that sort of thing?
Yes, he is. He's a little bit he's a little bit low on the confidence side, but he's sweet as pie, so sweet.
All right, so wonderful. Oh, and I don't know if you're a fan of Jackson Galaxy.
Mm-hmm, I am
my cat from Hell, but you know, shows last night on Animal Planet again. I'm just absolutely delighted. He's so good. But one of the stories that I saw that was on last night was a rescue cat in foster care that was really nasty. Mm-hmm. And talked to him, and so he had to help this woman, the foster, try to rehabilitate this cat so it could have a forever home. And my gosh, it was just a miracle story to watch him transform, or help him, this woman, transform this cat. Absolutely amazing. So anyway, I'm glad you're a fan. So Marilyn, thank you so much for being our first interview of the new year and taking care of all those kitties and the little doggies in the background. And I hope you have a great month. And I hope that Liam finds a home. And help me remember next month, you can update us if Liam, the toothless kitty, gets a home.
Okay.
And we will talk to you again in February.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, we are going to turn over the hours, and guess what? Oh boy, it's something for something else really exciting. It is time. How long has it been since we've got up and danced to Love Train and sent the love and the light all over the planet? Well, it's really needed now. We know where to send it all, and Love Train is back today. We're only going to do it once today, so now's your chance. And remember, you can't sit this, well, you sort of can sit it out, but dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and join me. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And we are going to get our exercise and juices flowing for the day. I always energize up the Love Train with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train. It's coming right up. And after that, Help Animals India. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.